A Lucky Day from A Single Shard by Linda Sue Park. Treear was setting off in the early morning to forage in the village rubbish heaps. Ahead of him, a man carried a heavy load on a jiggay, an open-frame backpack made of branches. On the jiggay was a large container made of woven straw, the kind commonly used to carry rice. Treear knew that the rice must be from last year's crop. In the fields surrounding the village, this season's rice had only just begun to grow. It would be many months before the rice was harvested, and the poor people allowed to glean the fallen grain from the bare fields. Only then would they taste the rice and feel its solid goodness in their bellies. Then, as Treear stared, rice began to trickle out. The trickle thickened and became a stream. Oblivious to the hole in his straw container, the man continued on his way. For a few short moments, Treear's thoughts wrestled with one another. Tell him, quickly, before he loses too much. No, don't say anything. You will be able to pick up the fallen rice after he rounds the bend. Treear made his decision. He waited until the man had reached the bend in the road, then ran to catch him up. Honourable sir, Treear said, panting and bowing. As I walk behind you, I notice that you are losing rice from your jiggay. The farmer turned and saw the trail of rice. He pushed his straw hat back, scratched his head and laughed ruefully. Impatient, said the farmer. I should have had a double wall in this container, but it would have taken more time. Now I'm paying for not having waited a little longer. He struggled out of the jiggay's straps and inspected the container. He prodded the straw to close the gap, but without success. Fetch me a few leaves, boy, said the farmer. Treear did so, and the man stuffed them into the container as a temporary patch. The farmer squatted down to load the jiggay onto his back. As he started walking, he called over his shoulder, One good deed deserves another, boy. The rice on the ground is yours. Many thanks, kind sir, Treear bowed, very pleased. His waist pouch would soon be filled with rice. Treear had learned from Crane Man's example. Foraging in the woods and rubbish heaps and gathering fallen grain heads in the autumn required time and work. They were honourable ways to gather food. But stealing and begging made a man no better than a dog. Work gives a man dignity, stealing takes it away, Crane Man had often said.